You're listening to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guest is Annie B., and we are jamming. Hi, Annie.
Hey, Shelley.
Annie is the arts and culture producer here at KTOO, and we're going to talk about the KXL pop-up record shop. It's tomorrow night. It's going to be at the Alaskan Brewing Company Tasting Room. That's the one out in Lemon Creek. Starts at 5:30 p.m.
No. Well, the sale starts at 5:30, but you want to get there at 5.
Doors open at 5. Okay.
We're going to be jamming.
You've been collecting donations for a couple weeks now, so how's the selection shaping up?
These were just some that I pulled off the top. Bob Marley, Exodus, of course.
Oh, that's a great one.
But we've been stashing them as they come in and looking through them and picking out our favorites so that we're getting them ready for the sale. So there's a pretty good selection down there. If you have a secret Bob Marley collection you're ready to get rid of, bring those in tomorrow. But for the most part, we're done taking donations.
Done with donations, ready for sales. So we've had a few of these pop-up record shops now over the last couple of years. They're mainly fundraisers for our station, and they tend to be pretty successful and pretty popular. What's like new or different about this one?
So this one, we're going to be back at the Alaskan Brewing Company, which is so fun.
Yeah, it's the second time we've had it there, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah. We did it in December, and it was just wildly successful. We're going to take it outside because we were having really great weather.
It's going to be outside?
Yeah. So
wow. We're
going to put the records outside, covered up, of course, so there's more room to spread out. We're also going to have food. So in the past, we've started it right at 5 o'clock, and folks can't get off work in time to start lining up. So that's why we chose started at 5:30, give people a chance to come have a taco at our taco bar, and then get in there and get records. And then this time we're doing the special DJ pass, where if you give us a donation of $5, you can get in 5 minutes early and look at records. I don't know how much damage they'll do, but it's an experiment. And for the people who are really excited to take part, it's just another way to get excited, look through these records for a very, I don't know.
Just a little head start.
A little head start. It's
yeah.
always
gets I think the really, people who are serious about it will take advantage.
It's always so much fun. And we had to institute a countdown in the past. I think when we did the last one at Amalga Distillery, we had like a blanket on the floor where we like told people you had to be behind the blanket, and people kept getting so excited and walking up to the boxes. So this is just like one more way we can build excitement around this and give everybody a chance to see the records. Eventually.
Would you say it's getting bigger and more popular every time you do it?
I think it is. I feel like because we've had so many of these, a lot of millennials are buying records, but also listening to them for 6 months and donating them back and then getting a whole new set of records. And there's kind of a community around it. The same people every time who tell us what we missed or what we underpriced, which inevitably happens. You know, we want to keep the records as cheap and affordable as we can, but also generate funding for the station.
Yeah, it's really interesting when you think about the ebb and the flow of the vinyl collection. It must be the same stuff kind of circulating around town, but to different owners. And, you know, one man's donation is another man's score.
Yeah. I like that's my favorite part is the end, is going through the records and seeing what didn't sell and going with all the volunteers and picking out new ones and then bringing them back once I've had them and enjoyed them and listened to them and
Yeah. Well, that first intro song, Jammin', was off of a vinyl track that we're playing here in the studio. DJ Burton's firing it up for us. And I think he's going to play us another one. And it does sound great. Like, what do you love about vinyl? About the sound of it, the feel, the smell?
I'm a nerd for, like, the physicality of it, taking it out of its holder and the sleeve and then setting it on the table. And turning it on. I love that whole part about it. And then, you know, with our cell phones and Spotify, it's so easy to listen to a billion different things. I can't choose. But with a record, you put it on and it's like probably 20 minutes of uninterrupted listening.
Mm-hmm.
And you get to hear the B-sides that you wouldn't usually hear. So that's what I really love about vinyl. And then, you know, I think there is something to the to the fidelity.
And it sure makes some unique sounds that we're hearing right now.
That's only preview.
We're queuing up another record, this one that I pulled off the top.
There we go.
You Can Call Me Al off of Graceland.
Wow, you got a copy of Graceland.
For about 48 hours, 24 hours.
Wow, it sounds amazing. It really, it just like, yeah, it sounds great here in the studio.
And it's so funny because this one, the album artwork, it doesn't look like a Paul Simon record. And that always cracks me up where like the famous records that don't look like famous records. I think we sold like a copy of the White Album for $2 last year.
Wow.
And none of us knew what it was until this guy came up to us and explained like, oh no, this is the copy. And that happens every single time. It's fun for the nerds to go wild and us to get a lesson about music.
Well, that's all really interesting. I think it's pretty cool too. What would you say to someone who's just getting started with a vinyl collection? Like, where would you even go to get a record player if you don't have one?
I'd say start at the secondhand shops. If you really want to nerd out, of course you can. I know Costco's had them. Yeah. Fred Meyer might have one, but ask your friends.
What kind of turntable do you have, Annie?
It's a Costco. I think Ion is the brand. It's actually my mom's turntable. My turntable, for a while people knew I was collecting them, so I got some at like estate sales or that were just given to me, like really big platters.
Wow.
So yeah, I'm a moocher right now. Yeah. My mom's threatening to go through her collection, and I'm like, don't do that, Mom. You know I have attachment to those.
Oh man,
it is a very emotional sale, an emotional thing. People's like memories are wrapped up in their record collections.
That's so true. Yeah, I remember flipping through my parents' record collection when I was a little kid. Hall & Oates, Maneater. I'd pull them out, make requests. But it's been a long time since I've used a turntable. But we do still have them in all of our KTOO studios, so we are able to.
And our DJs all use them.
Preview vinyl. Yeah, our DJs do use them. Yeah, we have, when Kweek was in town, all I had to play was a vinyl of theirs. So it's pretty rad, and there is something to be said, too, about the cover art, which I always appreciate it still. I mean, even digital albums have cover art, which is great, and I always pay attention to it, but you just can't, like, escape it when it's on an album.
And I think that's the funnest part of putting the sale together, because there is some amazing album artwork out there.
All right, Annie B. Well, thanks so much for stopping by and talking to me about that, giving me some pro tips. And everybody get your DJ passes if you're excited about shopping for records tomorrow. Doors open at 5 o'clock at the Alaskan Brewing Company Tasting Room. It's the KXL pop-up record shop. And Annie, thanks so much for organizing this time and time again.
Oh, thanks so much for having me, Shelley. And don't think you can show up at 5:30 and just have access.
No,
there early. Be part of it.
Oh, yeah. And then the taco bar. Who's providing that?
It is by the Breezin.
All right. Get some Breezin tacos while you shop.
And we're done at 7. No sales after 7.
Very good. good to note. All right. Well, thanks again, Annie B., and lots of luck tomorrow.
Thanks so much,
Shelley.
See
you there.